Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning and happy Friday. This is Michael and Maya with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a new ferry operation has been rolled out for the Noosa North Shore to delay long waiting queues. Many residents have put informal complaints of not being able to cross by ferry due to the long waiting period, which is usually 1.5 hours. Noosa Council are now collaborating with the ferry operator to streamline service and reduce long queues, making it easier for locals and tourists to cross without waiting for so long.
An innovative dementia study has been propelled by Caboolture Aged Care Service in collaboration with the University of Queensland and the University of the Sunshine Coast. The study incorporates the use of AI with the aim to improve the appetite of dementia patients and their overall mealtime experience. This investigation was conducted after studies showed that dementia patients are at a higher risk of malnutrition. The university researchers are working closely with residents and staff, ensuring they adhere to the National Aged Care Quality Standards, and have claimed that they have already made encouraging progress.
And in national news, details of a Tasmanian vet have been released to the public after a dog breeding facility was shut down due to animal abuse. The owners of the vet, Anne and Paul Bartlett, have been taken out to court over the mistreatment and abuse of animals, and 239 dogs were surrendered from their facility. The report says staff were aware of the poor conditions. No explanation was volunteered as to why the dog's condition had not been addressed.
Today is National Police Remembrance Day, where we recognise those whose lives have been lost in the line of duty. Throughout Queensland today, there will be marches and memorial services, which you can find information about on the Queensland Police official website.
And in international news, Brazil's president warns fellow world leaders at the UN that the impacts of climate change are already being felt around the world. A second year of drought has brought rivers in Brazil's Amazon basin to historic lows after putting a stop to the main transportation route for soy and corn exports.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a very high chance of rain. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all for your 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter and head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.